Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Loads of news happening across the country this week that you just might have missed that didn't make the national headlines. Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me from sunny Naas in Kildare today. Are you at home figuring out how you'll spend this cash machine money, Shane, if you win it?
Oh, can I just say, I found the single biggest downside to working in News Talk is that I can't enter it, to be honest, because I'm sick. I have a dream, and my dream is to have a bolt hole in Achill Island, which I think you could get for 253 grand, easy.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about island life, actually, on the show in about an hour's time, but you're buying a cottage in Achill Island if you were to win.
Yeah, I might get a new car, I might go on a cruise, and then I'm happy, sorted for life.
Yeah, a superb holiday in a new car. 253 grand. Yeah, we'll give you another chance to win that a little bit later in the show. Speaking of things new, you might fancy a new job. If you fancy a new job in the priesthood, Shane?
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking there, staying with County Mayo, it could be my only chance to live in Achill Island is if I become the parish priest there.
Go on.
Because my mother always wanted me to be a priest. I think I actually would have quite enjoyed it, to be honest. And now is my chance in Mayo. Because the annual Come and See Day for men interested in the priesthood is going to take place this Sunday at the Knock House Hotel, obviously in Knock in Mayo. And Bishop Fonzie Cullinan, who chairs the Council for Vocations, he says that there's something happening in Ireland at the moment. More and more young people are seeing that what the world alone has to offer is insufficient. And apparently the phone lines are hopping. They're getting more men inquiring about the priesthood, and vocations directors from around the country are receiving more calls. So they're having a Come and See Day in Mayo, and feedback from previous years, they say, shows that the day gives an important opportunity for men to gather to reflect on their calling. You get a cup of tea at 11 o'clock, there's the Angelus at 12, then they've lunch at 1, then you go to Knock Shrine, and then you've questions and answers. So if anyone out there is interested in becoming a priest, Mayo's the place to be on Sunday.
Sunday afternoon. Yeah, you can join up there. You do hear an awful lot about Gen Z and reuniting with religion in recent years, Shane.
Yeah, well, what the bishop reckons is that the younger people are kind of looking around at what's going on in the world and thinking that there's a higher calling, there's something else that they should be doing. So they're hoping to tap into that. I should say, by the way, if you miss Mayo on Sunday, you can contact vocations.ie just in case you have a calling and maybe that calling is strong today. You never know.
Okay. Now, tell us about, I actually love these stories, Shane, about people that are reunited with, you know, sentimental belongings.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous story. It's a real heartwarming story. Dublin Live reporting on it, where a Garda has been hailed for aiding a tourist who misplaced her phone. Lots of people obviously lose their phone, but this one had cherished photos of her late granddad who meant a lot to her. So it's a woman called Alexandra who'd been holidaying in Ireland on her way home to Poland when she accidentally left her phone at Dublin Airport's boarding gate, and the flight had taken off, and then she went and, I don't know, checked her bag and felt her pockets and got the fear when she realised her phone was missing. So in the meantime, another passenger found her phone and texted Alexandra's fiancé saying she'd handed over to security at Dublin Airport. But we didn't know where the phone was, and the phone's battery had died before she could find out. So important was the phone that Alexandra flew straight back to Ireland to try and find it. Got into Dublin Airport and she checked with the staff. They couldn't find it. And then went to the Gardaí, because there's a Garda station near Terminal 1. And then we enter Garda Grace Roddy, who at around 4 a.m. on Tuesday morning on overnight duty scoured the airport, eventually went back to the gate, checked one of the presses and found the phone. And all this happened on Alexandra's 30th birthday.
Oh my God. It's just, there's something, that fear when you've lost something of sentimental value, Shane, it's horrendous.
But yeah, particularly then when you're on a plane and there's nothing you can do for a few hours until you land in Poland. People are praising the Garda and the Gardaí online over this. Yeah, they're saying on Facebook, this is what separates the Irish police from all other police forces anywhere, is that sort of personal touch.
A good news story there. I wonder, would people ever fancy their chance at trying this?
We should bid for the Olympics and have no facilities. And the athletes would want to come because we'd let them take whatever drug or steroid that they wanted to. The drug and steroid Olympics. Wouldn't it be fantastic? 2 weeks of people just sprinting all over the place. Some people don't like drugs in sport. I say, shut up!
Yeah, Tommy Tiernan. Well, for those, Shane, that think they're as funny as him.
Listen, he's the gold standard, but we're going to Kilkenny for this. Would you ever try stand-up comedy?
Absolutely not. I mean,
I
you know me. I am not,
die than do it,
not made for it. No, definitely not. My God.
And apparently it's a frightening experience. Now, if the audience laugh with you, then there's nothing beats it. But if you can also obviously fall flat in your face.
Such
and
a
they
hard
do
job.
Say,
I have huge admiration for anybody that
oh
does
Oh my God,
it.
Totally. Well, yeah. For the past 6 weeks, an introduction to stand-up comedy for over 60s has been running in a place called Kilmogani in Kilkenny. And they're being called Kilkenny's Funniest Seniors because they're all over 60. And it was led by Kilkenny Comedy Club host Cian McGarrigle. And the comedians spent the past few weeks writing jokes and practicing them. And they had a big showcase where loads of people were invited to attend the free event. This happened on Tuesday in the local community hall. It's a really great initiative and was made possible by the support of Kilkenny and Carlow Education and Training Board. And they're going to run more courses, by the way, so get in touch with them if you want to take part. But fair play to them, not easy at any age to do it. And we'll have to see, will they get bitten by the comedy bug now?
It's very hard to be funny. Have you ever had to write many speeches?
No,
really
not. No,
or anything like that?
I only learned recently that ChatGPT apparently is great at writing speeches for you. So that'll be my trick if I ever have to write one.
Yeah, but the key so to hard. This, the amps, and this is where people fall down because I put a lot of weight on speeches. It's one of my favourite parts actually of a wedding or something like, you know, if I'm going to something,
yeah.
I love a good speech. But people need, you need to practice it in front of somebody who you're talking about, like a friend of, we'll say, the bride or groom or whatever the case is, somebody who knows the person you're talking about and somebody who doesn't know them. And that will give you a gauge of where you get, if you're getting laughs or not, because it is so tricky to be funny.
I think the best advice is if you're not a comedian, don't try to be, because that can make it really awkward for everyone.
Tell me about this story.
Oh, it's a long, long way. It gets further day by day. It's a long, long way from there to you.
What's going on in Clare, Shane?
Well, it's Clare via Uganda for our next story. We always see GA jerseys popping up everywhere. Yeah. I've seen them at the Ryder Cup, the World Cup final. I remember I was in the Bellagio in Vegas and saw three GA jerseys.
Stop.
So we like to wear our jerseys. And now they've been spotted in Uganda because a Ugandan GA team has lined out in Clare's yellow and blue jersey for their first match because they got a donation from Irish volunteers. The club is called Nile Og Cusacks GAA, based in a place called Jinja in Uganda. And the club was founded a year ago by new key man John Conroy, who teaches Gaelic football and Irish dancing to children in the village. And apparently the club has a strong Clare connection because people from Clare every year go out in the summer and volunteer with the children. The local school is called Walukubu West Primary School, and Nilo Cusack's first game saw them emerge victorious against a neighbouring team, the Symbol Wolfhounds, and they wore the Clare jerseys for the game. And now they're planning to introduce hurling to the school in the future as well.
That's brilliant. Lovely little story. And what else? Is something else happening in Clare too?
There is, yeah. This is my favourite story of the week. Now, you heard of Boaty McBoatface in England. Well, this is Ireland's version of it now. And it's hard to think about gritters on the roads when we have a heatwave today.
Yeah, I know.
But obviously,
the last thing in your mind.
Yeah, we do need to get our gritters ready for the winter to keep the roads going. And children across Clare have been helping the local council name the county's gritters ahead of next winter. Are you ready for the new names?
On.
Okay, Carrigacold, Burlocknan.
Ah, brilliant.
We've Kilfreeze, we've Chilly Clancy, we've Gritsmile Bridge, and we have my favourite one, Kilfenora Gritter Blast.
Ah, brilliant.
They're the names.
Fantastic. So, is the kids actually were involved in this?
Yes, yeah, so the kids, they're the names that the kids named from three schools, Coolmead National School, Clowna National School and Knockera National School. The council got 122 entries from 18 different schools, and they say that these very cool names will bring some fun to the fleet next winter and keep the roads safe.
Well, hopefully we'll not need to see them too frequently. We're definitely not going to need them this weekend. Have you plans to soak up the sunshine?
I'm going to a barbecue later. Now, you know I hate barbecues,
well, you hate
but
socializing.
I will go along and partake in everything but the barbecue food.
What are you going to eat then?
I'll just...
You're not going to... Don't land up with your own food now. Because that's the greatest insult you
I'll
could give
before,
the host.
I'll eat before I go and bring my soft drinks with me.
You're absolutely brilliant. Well, I'll be heading to the Donegal game Sunday. I should probably say the Donegal Meath game actually on Sunday.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I'm soaking up the sunshine myself. Shane Beattie will be back 6 o'clock Monday morning. Breakfast briefing here on News Talk. You can join him then.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.